This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
So, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
I am.
Senator Coburn,
today?
Well, we had a little technical difficulty, friends, but this is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Election Edition, and I'm here with Cheryl Chumley. We're going to go over the prospects for the outcome of this election. And if we read the tea leaves correctly, we may be able to predict the outcome. Here's the situation. Extremely dynamic. No one would have predicted this 2-3 weeks ago. The trend lines are definitely moving in favor of Donald Trump, and they're doing so in states that have been deemed to be squarely in the Democratic camp for Hillary Clinton in certain instances, and in other instances, toss-up states have gone his way. Some have not, but several have that were unanticipated by the Clinton campaign and by the media. And then there are several remaining toss-up states. He'll need more than those toss-up states to win. He's going to need to flip one or two that are counted upon as Democratic, but the environment is such that it's extremely fluid, and we're seeing changes in the apparent demographics in these states. Basically, what's happening is that all of the corruption associated with Hillary Clinton is coming home to roost. People are coming to the realization, I think, increasingly large numbers, that if they vote for Hillary Clinton, they're going to vote for a person who is so surrounded by these clouds of corruption that it's going to be raining on their parade from Inauguration Day forward. And it's having a chilling effect upon those who are leaning Democratic, either dissuading them from voting or causing them to vote for Trump or for other candidates who are running, but not for Hillary. The real question is voter turnout. In the last analysis, it's going to be a question of whether votes that would have been cast for Hillary Clinton are not being cast, as well as whether there is a shoring up of Republican votes for Donald Trump and an expansion of the independent votes for Donald Trump in a big way, as well as some folks who are either bolting to the other candidates because they can't handle it or are just staying home. But it looks very promising, and while Trump is the underdog by most pundits' assessment, I don't think that's a fair characterization anymore, because it is distinctly possible that in the next 4 to 5 days that enough will transpire to shift this election in his favor. If there's one more significant email story, if there's one more significant Clinton Foundation corruption story, if there's one more revelation from Julian Assange that carries with it a significant hit against Hillary, this thing could well be decided in Trump's favor. But I've said enough. So, Cheryl, what's your take on this?
Hey, Jonathan. Well, just to further what you're saying, it's not just the Clinton Foundation and the WikiLeaks document dump. That is having a big effect, especially when you look at polls that rate things like trust and honesty and so forth. Hillary all along has been down, versus Trump in that regard, but her numbers just keep crumbling and tumbling. Her honesty factor is really at one of the all-time lows for politicians. But one of the other factors you have to look at is Obamacare. You know, people are looking at their medical bills, and they're looking at their deductibles, and they're looking at their paychecks and realizing, you know, in the next year when these rates skyrocket by 25% or more, how am I going to make, you know, my medical bills? How am I going to pay for things? And that's kind of an uncomfortable situation to put a lot of Americans in. If you look at Minnesota, that's an interesting state because it's typically favored Hillary in the last few weeks, in the last couple months, but Obamacare rates are rising there by 53%. So it's going to be interesting to watch how those people vote. And just one other thing to mention, New Hampshire. There was a poll coming out of New Hampshire, and there's only 4 votes there in New Hampshire, but why New Hampshire is crucial to look at, it's a state that prides itself on independent-minded voters, the very block that could push Trump over in his fight for the White House against Hillary. There's about 7 or 10% independent voters in America that claim to be independent. New Hampshire, just the voters there just pushed Trump into a dead heat with Hillary Clinton. Just a few weeks ago, it was 3 percentage points up for Hillary Clinton in the same poll. So there's some significant movement out there with the independent-minded bloc. A lot of people actually don't even pay attention to the election until the last minute, which is where we're at now. So I would predict that there's going to be some substantial shift in Trump's favor as the days go by.
There's a lot happening here at the last minute, guys. I'm sorry, I couldn't hook up early. I was dealing with major storms rolling through the Austin area in Texas today, so thanks for bearing with me.
Well, it's good to have you, Robert. We thought we were going to go on without you, but now we've got the privilege of having you with you. I might mention this other point also, Cheryl and Robert. One of the mm-hmm. things that is fascinating to me is that, you know, specific constituencies that tend to be mindful of particular issues are also trending in Trump's direction. For example, Hillary Clinton's strident position in favor of partial birth abortion is really galvanizing a lot of Catholics to shift from Hillary to Trump. And I think also the fact that Trump is rising and that it appears very, very, very possible that he could win the election is encouraging a lot of people to register for the vote for the first time. A lot of folks who are outside, they're invisible to the polling organizations. A lot of people are registering to vote. The assumption had been that a good number of them would be Democratic, but that doesn't make sense presently. A lot of people are registering here at the last minute, and those people are undoubtedly, a good number of them, are likely Trump supporters who are coming into the into the electorate for the first time. A lot of them have been so disenfranchised and discouraged that they haven't been participating. Now they're coming in and participating. That is an X factor that is not being taken into account and must be very troubling to the Clinton campaign, because they simply cannot know whether the polling is truly indicative of where they stand. This is like quicksand. I mean, everything is moving. We have a very dynamic environment here in the last several days. And because of that, there is a distinct possibility that Trump could win. And I think that those who are discounting that or saying that, the Electoral College is all lined up for Hillary and that Trump may come close to getting the popular vote, but it's not going to be enough, I think they're missing a real dynamic that's happening. And there's a very real potential, I think, that Trump could get enough votes, electoral votes, because of a significant popular vote in his favor. Just like it happened in the Republican primaries, when a lot of folks came into the Republican Party for the first time, I think in the general electorate, a lot of folks are being persuaded to come into the electorate because they just can't stomach the thought that Hillary Clinton would be president of the United States and carry with her all this corruption back into the executive branch and throughout the federal government.
No, I think it's a good point. And finally, I saw an ad this week where the Trump campaign is hitting the Clinton group on the Clinton Foundation and all their shenanigans, including, is what I've said before on the air, the securing of U.S. uranium stores for Russia and Putin. And that's a significant hit if he starts chipping away very fast at the end as more and more of these WikiLeaks come out and more evidence that they've been investigated massively.
Yeah, there's a lot here. Cheryl, go ahead.
I think the WikiLeaks, constant, steady stream of document dumps is having a huge impact because, you know, while we on radio for months now have talked about different scandals of Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill and wondered why the American public still could support Hillary Clinton, part of the reason is that people have a short attention span. And now you've got WikiLeaks every day. There's something new coming out, and it's just hammering home just how corrupt the Hillary Clinton.
How corrupt it is. All right, stand by, Cheryl. We're up on a break here. Jonathan Emord is here. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm traveling as usual, but I made it. I made it. And we've got a lot more broadcast healing to go of a political nature. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni.
Hey, George, can you cut traffic?
This is quite a story.
Yes, it is.
George.
And, Robert,
it's crazy trying to get out here. I'm out here.
My hair was flung out all over the perimeter. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sacred Fire of Liberty continues here. Jonathan Emord and Sheriff Chumley, emord.com. Cheryl's got a couple of good articles as well. We have a new link to her articles at cherylchumley.com. Check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, the WikiLeaks, man, it is exposing things. It's like shining the light and watching the cockroaches scurry, but they can't scurry fast enough. The support for the criminality of what's gone on with the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons pay-for-play stuff, it's just incredible how inside, whether it be media or government, they've been feeding her.
I think that the one story after another story after another story, followed by Comey restarting the investigation of the email scandal, all of it is combining to show that it's not just an isolated incident. It's not just a couple of these things. It's her ordinary way of doing business, and the fact that you have John Podesta, Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, the guy with the Clinton Foundation, his name escapes me at the moment, who was Bill Clinton's money man. You've got all of this stuff going on that's illegal, either conflict of interest, pay for play, or violating the Freedom of Information Act, violating the Espionage Act, and you have such fast and loose gamesmanship, and then you add to that overt statements of contempt for the electorate, for religious people, for Hispanics, for others. They're rife with this kind of stuff. And you've got all these people, cogs in this immense wheel that has Hillary at the center, who are willingly engaging in this illegal and unethical conduct
to advance her objectives, which are to all self-aggrandizing. They're all designed to get her more money, get her more power, get her more convenience, like she's an emperor, and avoid legal restrictions that apply to everybody else. And I think people are so sick of that, but I think what's really coming home to roost is that this whole network is what she's bringing to Washington, D.C. This whole network is what she's going to have in the executive branch. These people who have been her facilitators in promoting these illegal operations are the very people who are her aides and supporters and the indispensable people. I mean, it's the entire Democratic National Committee leadership. It's you know, you're talking about Donna Brazile. I mean, now we've got proof that Donna Brazile is engaged in supporting these types of corrupt activities, lying as she did repeatedly to the media about whether or not she had been tipped off by the media, by CNN, on debate questions and so on. I mean, there's all of this sort of rotten politics that people just find so abhorrent, and that's what we're getting in Hillary Clinton. So I think a lot of that is just too much. I think people have reached that tipping point where they say, I just can't do this thing.
Yeah,
I can't vote for
one step too far. Yeah, Jonathan, also Cheryl wrote a piece on concern about a recurrence of some new form of polio, and I will relate this back to Hillary Clinton because she's the mandatory vaccine candidate, and we're seeing a lot of evidence that the vaccine schedule is impacting on paralysis manifestations. Cheryl, I don't know if you looked into that. I sent you some links as well on that.
I didn't have time to read them all, but I'm a little bit familiar with the issue, and, you know, you can't, the main point is this, you can't discount the tie between an open border mantra and diseases that can come in and impact the citizens of America. You know, and I think that's what people need to realize when they're voting for a candidate and they're looking at immigration and border issues. You also have to look at it in terms of national health.
Yeah, every other country in the world pretty much does that, secures their borders in this way. We're the only one that supposedly is mean and nasty and cruel and unkind for allowing just who we have cleared or pre-screened to come in. And that's just not a good plan for the health of the nation.
No, and, you know, the reference you made, the story I just did, there was a six-year-old boy who just died, and you know, while mainstream media is puzzling and the medical community is wondering, how did this, what was this mystery polio-like illness that this child had and has infected other children and resulted in fatalities, others in the medical community, not so politically correct, are going out on the limb and saying, hey, look, this is due directly to some of the immigrants who have been allowed over in this nation due to Obama policies, due to what Hillary Clinton would only like to further.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you want the health of the nation. Hillary Clinton is not your candidate. I think we can say that pretty darn clearly. If you like integrity, Hillary doesn't sign. Yeah, she's nowhere in the neighborhood. Anyway, Cheryl Chumley, thank you so much. And everybody check out our new website, CherylChumley.com, for all our latest and greatest articles. Jonathan Emord, of course, Emord.com. We are going to be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty as we continue the sacred fire of liberty after this.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. Sacred Fire of Liberty. Norm Singleton joins us momentarily. Jonathan, we were talking about the fact that some people want to vote for Hillary just because she's a woman, but they need to back off of that and look at it from a deeper and broader perspective.
Well, that's right. I would ask those who are simply voting based on gender, who are saying, look, this is our chance. This is the first opportunity for a woman to be president of the United States. We have to vote for her for that reason alone. Or that is the primary reason. I would ask them, do you really want the first woman president of the United States to be the most corrupt politician in American history? Do you want the legacy of the first woman in the United States to serve as president to be one of corruption that has exceeded anything that any man has done in that office, with the possible exception of Bill Clinton. Do you really want that? And I think you would do well to wait out an election cycle and get a woman who is has high integrity into that office, regardless of political stripe, than to vote for Hillary Clinton, given the enormous amount of scandal and corruption that we know is a part of her regular operation as a politician. So that's what occurred to me, and I really do think that those who take that position, which I disagree, I think, you know, just as race ought not be a deciding factor in who we vote for, certainly gender should not be either, and I do consider that a degree of sexism that's comparable to racism when you vote solely based on gender. But I would ask you, those who are predisposed to vote in that way, and we've been told that there is a significant minority, if not a majority, of women who are voting for Hillary who are voting primarily because of that. I have to ask you, given all that we now know, do you really want the first woman president of the United States to be the most corrupt politician in American history?
Well, what do you say, Norm? Do you want that?
Well, first, I have to disagree with one thing Jonathan said about the most corrupt politician and even the most corrupt president, even the most corrupt Democratic president, even the most corrupt Democratic president from the South in the 20th century, because I think Lyndon Johnson actually, a case can be made, makes Bill and Hillary look like clean-cut members of a church choir, but that aside... I do think it is a great stride in feminism when we have a woman who is almost, if not as bad and maybe even worse, venal and corrupt and power hungry as people like LBJ and Hillary's husband. I mean, I think this is a great stride forward for equality, because the argument has always been that we need more women in politics to kind of raise the tone. Women are less inclined to put their quest for power ahead of the common good. They're less likely to believe that we can solve international problems or human rights crises by militarism and reckless war. They're not cynical about their personal relationships, and we see that Hillary fits all those bills. So I think if you are a believer in equality, you should be a believer in Hillary. Now, obviously, my last two comments were said very tongue in cheek, but I will make a serious point though, because I've seen even some conservative and libertarian say that. You know, this is a great stride for women. But I would say that let's look at the British experience, and let's go back and look at Margaret Thatcher, who is a hero to many conservatives and libertarians, both obviously in Britain, but even in America. She's a revered figure. And if you go back and look at her history, I don't think you ever find her playing the gender card. It was played against her, and her response wasn't to cry sexism. Her response was to double down on being the Iron Lady. The only thing she ever said, I believe, in her political career that referenced her gender was when some image consultants were telling her what she had to do to be more relatable and increase her popularity when she was a member of parliament. And they said, lose the pearls. And she said, I'll go along with everything, except I'm not going to get rid of the pearl.
What about the swine? There's supposed to be swine in there somewhere.
Well, to me, Margaret Thatcher is the role model of what a strong, no-nonsense female politician looks like. And Hillary Clinton... is a long way from Margaret Thatcher.
All right. I knew Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher was a friend of mine. Hillary Clinton, you're no Margaret Thatcher. But yeah, that's definitely true. Really, Hillary Clinton is in a universe all her own, and the decades-long history of corruption and the overt statements that are lies for which she has been caught over and over again mark her as unique in the history of American politics. She really is. You take Watergate, and Watergate is like a pebble in the ocean compared to the ocean, which is Hillary Clinton's scandals. There's nothing that comes that close. We've never had a politician in public office who has engaged in such widespread corruption as Hillary Clinton. Norm mentioned LBJ. LBJ was undoubtedly corrupt, and he involved himself with the Federal Communications Commission in influencing licensing determinations. He was involved in numerous dubious political actions against his opponents when he ran for the United States Senate and so forth. But the kind nature and degree of corruption just pales by comparison to what the Clintons have done as a team since 1975. They've built a machine that engages and promotes their corruption. They established a foundation that raised over $2 billion based on selling favors through the State Department. I mean, that over the course of almost eight years. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what they've done to feather their own nests using the public coffers, largesse, and influence peddling to expand that. I mean, they never had any private sector wealth. At least LBJ had some private sector wealth. Hillary Clinton had none. Neither did Bill Clinton. And yet here they are, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, all based on public service. Really? Well, that has to be pay for play. How else do you get that kind of money? It's based on influence, conflict of interest, influence peddling.
Go ahead, Norm.
And there also, I forget who it was. I think maybe the former Nebraska Senator Bob Perry, during the 90s, said in a quote that I don't think he intended for attribution was, "The Clintons lie effortlessly. Do you not understand that?" And one of the things that if you look at their past, you'll find instances where they lie for no reason. There is no reason. There are times when you look at it, you say, well, why did they lie about that? Why did they cover it? It's just because lie is just second nature to them. People called Nixon paranoid. I think the way that the Clintons, every little thing is a lie. They seem to live by the George Costanza motto. It's not a lie if you believe it. And the other thing I think that needs to be, can't be stressed enough, on the feminism angle is this is a woman who even take out corruption. Is it really great stride for women's rights that you have a woman who, not like, Margaret Thatcher, not like to go to the left side of the spectrum in American politics, Nancy Pelosi, who, while she did come from a political family and I think has money from her, maybe from her husband, at least her career in politics was largely driven by her own persona. But Hillary rode on her husband's coattails, and not only that, but as part of that, she enabled and covered up his abuse of women, including several credible accusations of rape, and led the effort to smear any woman who either voluntarily or involuntarily made public associated with Bill Clinton's adventures, shall we say, in order to maintain Bill's political status in order to maintain her past power. Is that really someone that we want our daughters to look up to say it's okay if you can go out and be a feminist and say rape victims should be heard unless they're done by my husband, if that's what you need to do to maintain your power? I mean, is that really what the Democratic Party and the left wing, who I disagree with on policy, but at least I used to think was composed of some decent, well-meaning, and good-hearted people who just didn't understand economics?
Well, you know, another thing about this that Norm has brought up about how easy it is for them to lie, and that they've lied even in instances where they have not been in a victim status, or where they haven't had to explain something that was scandal or corruption. The other factor is that there's no remorse. The Clintons show no remorse. They show no sense of guilt or responsibility. They show no sense of sorrow related to the injuries that they caused. In other words, it's pathological. It's more or less the same type of characteristic that you find in a common criminal who steals and injures people and has no concern for them whatsoever. Really, that's really the unfortunate thing about the Clintons.
The Clintons are common street criminals that happen to make it big politically, and they've been basically enriched themselves at the cost of the American Republic. We'll talk about that and more coming back after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on,
Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world, the political world, the economic world, just as we should for the cause of liberty, sacred fire of liberty. Jonathan E. Moore here as well, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, we could do 24 hours straight on just what we're finding out about the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons through WikiLeaks and other sources. And the fact is the investigation is open, it's ongoing, and they've been investigating the Clinton Foundation more than we even realize, Jonathan.
Well, it's been ongoing, hasn't it? I think Comey made a fundamental mistake when he failed to recommend that she be prosecuted for the Espionage Act violations, which are absolutely clear. There are two parts of the Espionage Act. One focuses on intentional acts of espionage. The other one focuses on instances of gross negligence. She clearly, without question, is the quintessential example, the most egregious case of gross negligence in that regard. And furthermore, I think a good case could be made for intentional violation, given the fact that she was extensively briefed on what had to be done, was told in no uncertain terms that she needed to use the State Department system and protect that information, and was repeatedly advised that the information was at risk when she used the private email server. So there's no question but that she did this intentionally, but even if you don't prosecute her on that basis, without question, she should be capable of being convicted for gross negligence under the second aspect of the Espionage Act. So Comey made a fundamental mistake that is profound, and I think it's the reality of that that caused FBI agents who are quite disgusted with it to actually push him into a position where he had to accept the fact that these emails coming through on Anthony Weiner's laptop established indeed just how prolific the availability of these confidences and State Department communications were. And I think Comey had to back down in the face of that and reopen the investigation. But during the break, and I'll mention this quickly, Norm and I were talking, Norm principally was talking about that it's hard, you'd be hard-pressed to establish anything that Hillary has done in her 30 years of public service that is noteworthy. Norm said that she piggybacked on others' work, and that she really has done nothing of her own accord that is noteworthy at all in her entire career in public service. Norm, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at what she was she was fired from the Watergate Committee for unethical behavior. Think about that. She was fired from the committee investigating Richard Nixon. And she was the exact model of who that committee would have wanted, a young, dedicated liberal hater of all things to the left of Mao. But she was fired for unethical behavior. Her so-called successful law career in Arkansas is dogged by tales of corruption, and I'm sure that the First Lady of Arkansas, the governor's wife, is a partner in a major Arkansas law firm. Does anyone really think that her husband's connections didn't help her there? His First Lady, she botched health care. I think her health care plan was, if anything, well to the left of Obamacare, and yet we're going to trust her to rebuild Obamacare. As Secretary of State, what she did was she left help Obama leave the world a big mess. And the whole, I was there when they got Osama bin Laden. Well, you're Secretary of State, not Secretary of Defense. That was a military and intelligence investigation. I don't think that the Secretary of State had a lot to do with that. And
right.
Also, if you are going to take responsibility and brag about that, then maybe you should also take a little more responsibility for Benghazi.
Just a little. But, of course, they're not ones that take responsibility. They're ones that run from it and blame others. And, of course, if that's the living example we have as a presidential candidate who would be the first female, I think females should be running from Hillary Clinton so that she doesn't ruin it for the next woman that gets in there potentially. All right, folks, great hour with Jonathan E. Moore, Norm Singleton, and, of course, Cheryl Chumley. Appreciate you guys so much for keeping that sacred fire of liberty lit. So with that, remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.